It's hard to predict the long-term effects of the sexual abuse scandal facing the American Catholic Church, but some Catholics fear the bad publicity generated could discourage young Catholics from entering the priesthood, and that's bad news for a church that has more than 3,000 parishes without a resident priest. 2 years ago, a survey commissioned by the U.S. Catholic bishops confirmed the serious vocational crisis. The group that conducted the survey, the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, also finds 88% of Catholic youth say they won't choose the priesthood because they don't want a life of celibacy. Dr. Mary Gauthier is the Senior Research Associate at the Center, and she joins me here in the studio. Dr. Gauthier, please tell me more about what your survey found.
The survey found that the number of priests has been declining over the second half of the 20th century as the number of Catholics has been rising in ever-increasing numbers. There's not enough priests, even in the Northeast and traditional Catholic areas.
Your study also found that there are a number of priests who are getting older, and they're being asked to carry more of the burden because there are fewer younger priests joining.
This is a demographic issue. Because there were so many priests that joined mid-century after World War II, those priests are getting increasingly older. The average age of priests right now is 60, 59 for diocesan priests, 63 for religious priests. These priests are middle-aged and beyond. They're facing retirement, but they're increasingly called to minister to larger and larger parishes, to travel further distances, to deliver the sacraments, for example, in places out in the West. They're called to minister to a church that is increasingly active, that's demanding more and more of parish life, and they're finding it difficult.
This has got to be really stressful for them.
Priests report on surveys to us that they are very satisfied in their ministry. All of the interactions that they do with parishioners, they find personally very, very fulfilling. Nevertheless, they are increasingly stressed. They're finding their responsibilities increasingly difficult. Burnout is becoming an issue. Morale is sometimes an issue. All of it as a result of having more responsibilities piled on at a time when they're aging.
Dr. Gauthier, how did the situation arise where there is a shortage of priests?
My interpretation is that this is a demographic reality. Today, in modern suburbia, young Catholics don't necessarily even attend Catholic schools. They are not taught by Catholic nuns and priests. They're less likely to even consider a vocation. We find in our surveys that while a third of women, a quarter of men, say that they've ever considered a vocation to priesthood or religious life, among young adults, those under 40, about half that many say they've ever considered a vocation.
Is there any other remedy that could be adopted to increase the number of priests in the United States?
We find in our research that most priests say they became a priest because someone asked them. But we're finding increasingly that among younger people, no one asked them, or no one ever brought it to their attention. Increasingly, some dioceses are beginning to see that they need to be more deliberate and more action-oriented, even going so far as to make some marketing efforts to try to raise awareness among young people that this is an option for them.
Dr. Mary Gauthier is the Senior Research Associate at the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. Dr. Gauthier, thank you very much.
Thank you.